If you look back over my posts here at Cock Tease Boot Camp, you'll probably notice a bit of a theme. My favorite brand of cock teasing is where you aren't allowed to touch your cock at all, but I can do whatever I like to you. And none of it includes a guaranteed orgasm for you at the end. Inspiration for teasing your cock comes at strange times. I was cleaning a house in just my bra and panties the other day. The music was blasting, and I was dancing like no one was watching while wielding the vacuum cleaner. Sure, I could get a domestic slave to do my house cleaning, but I actually like some of it. My carefully curated playlist shuffled to a recent favorite, Lizzo. My booty started putting in work. It won't stay still when she's on. Generally, I like to keep a classy profile, but I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm really good at twerking. When Phone came on, I even surprised myself at how I made my firm, round cakes bounce and jiggle. I bet you like thinking about that, even if twerking isn't your thing. Well, anyway, I caught a glimpse in a great big mounted mirror I've got, and at a certain point, my ass was moving so fast, I thought, that could be more than enough to tease a cock. You'd have to stand still. No grinding, no humping. I'd probably start off cozied right up against your cock before the actual twerking took place, maybe in the form of a sort of lap dance. Maybe this would be the end of a long edging session, after which you would have to tuck your raging hard-on back in, orient it properly, let the music play, and my butt rock right up against that throbbing cock. But with regard to what you'd be allowed to actually do during that portion, that gif is just about perfect as to how I'd expect you to stoically provide a toy for my twerking tease. Twerking has the potential to be such a versatile cock tease. I did say that permission to come is never assured in cock teasing, but that doesn't mean you've got no shot, pun intended, at all. It depends on my whim usually, but that can be favorable. Or sadistic. Depends on the day. What if I told you at the end of a long edging session that you could come, but only if you could do so just from the stimulation of my bouncing ass cheeks in panties, barely grazing your hard on? Even then, I imagine that for many of you, if you managed it, the sensation is subtle enough that you'd end up only with as much relief and release as a ruined orgasm provides. But then, there are others of you with a bit of an ass fetish, and perhaps you would come harder than with your hand, not so much from the stimulation to your cock, but the sight of my ass itself. Of course, if I was feeling particularly sadistic, it would be a great way to increase the torment of a chastity pet. So, what do you think? Take the little fun poll below, comment in the comments section, and of course, feel free to get in touch if you're having a reaction best explored in the context of a session. Hugs and kisses, Miss Rachel, twerking cock tease.